We will continue with the Psalms of Ascent, which are the 15 Psalms, Psalm 120 through 134. Last week we considered the one, 127, about that we need the Lord to be in it if we're watching over the city, if we're laboring, that He gives us rest. We continue with a similar theme, but I guess in some ways going a little bit closer and more direct on the daily Christian life. I'm going to read Psalm 128, a song of ascents. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Our Father in heaven, as we consider this psalm that is both takes us to the great heights of your plan for us and of your graciousness, and also to the very everyday, ordinary life of faith, I pray that you would grant us understanding. You would apply it to our hearts and to our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I have never preached on this particular psalm, and yet I'm finding these in preaching through these Psalms of Ascent, they're so much encouragement for everyday life. Now, this one touches a theme that I really do like to go to regularly, the fear of the Lord, and it puts it together with blessing. You know, we think of or the fact that fearing the Lord brings blessing. Both verses 1 and 4 kind of sandwiches that idea around some specific ways that this works. And then he kind of expands it in the last part of the psalm, verses 5 and 6. Blessing. You know, God is generous. He is great. And so His blessings are as well. This psalm really speaks of the blessings of just having an ordered life, living each day, one day after the next, putting one step in front of the other, living by faith, just the quiet blessings that come from that. In thinking of blessings, it's talking about the idea of being under God's blessings, as well as finding fulfillment and happiness. You know, one of those things that we do want in our life, fulfillment and happiness. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. You know, fearing the Lord. That's a profound reverence or a sense of awe toward God. Jim Boyce reminds us, God must be taken seriously. He must not be trifled with. He must be, as He actually is, the center of everything that we are, that we think, or that we aspire to do. You know, I think that's one of the things that where we can get that we can miss, that if this is a psalm about everyday life, and yet it's saying that everyday life, the mundane things, should be filled with the Lord and with our thoughts of Him and our understanding of His presence with us. Boyce, I continue, He must be the starting point for every project. God, the starting point for every project that we engage in. He is the strength we seek for every valuable endeavor. He's the one we earnestly desire to please and honor as our goal. And so I'm going to suggest that's with everything, with everyday life, each thing that we do. I'm talking about the fear of the Lord and the blessing it brings. Now, the root of evil is a lack of the fear of God. But there is a fear of God that springs from faith, our responding to the revelation we have from Him in this Scripture. It's a reverential awe that acknowledges our total dependence upon Him, even as we touched on this morning. Not having this reverence will result in dread. Having this reverence results in blessing. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. Verse 1 finishes, though, who walks in His ways. And so we want to walk down that, go through that narrow gate, the path to life. Walk in righteousness. Walk according to what the Bible tells us. Very simply. Thinking the way the Bible, the Word of God teaches us to think. Realizing that everything we do really does matter as Christians. That our lives are about living by faith in Jesus, the one who loved us, gave Himself for us. And the Bible does inform, God's Word ought to inform everything that we do, everything that we think, everything that we say. And in this fear of the Lord, in this blessing we receive, in walking in His ways, we are acknowledging that all that we have is from Him. This just reminds us of last week's psalm, that as we keep watch, He has to be watching with us. As we go to work, He has to be working with us. As we seek security and joy in our home, we have to acknowledge all that we have is a gift from Him. The blessing and happiness that we have comes from Him. And living by faith in Him, we can face, well, any obstacle that this world, the flesh, or the devil can put in our path. The fear of the Lord, a trust and a commitment to the God who loves us, who reveals Himself to us in His Word. And so we want to have a heart for reverence for the Lord, a heart of reverence for the Lord, coupled with a lifestyle conformed to His character as revealed in the Bible. So this works itself out in some personal and present blessings of our work and our marital and domestic joy. The first of these is the blessing of industry. Verse 2, the blessing of industry. You shall eat of the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Again, the thesis, fearing the Lord, walking in His ways, brings blessing. Or fearing the Lord brings blessing. Part of that blessing is even a continued walking in His ways. So what are one of the blessings? Eating of the fruit of the labor of your hands. Basically, it's saying, and it's using one image of the farmer who farms and then gets to sows the seed, works the land, and harvests the crop. But it works in every kind of job or vocation that we could have. It really, the psalm is reminding us that we can do our work as unto the Lord, whatever our daily work is. And fearing Him and walking in His ways, we want to glorify Him in the things that we do. In fact, Walter Kaiser says, thinking of not doing this, the price for failing to trust and fear God is like running against the grain of the universe. But running with the grain of the universe as God made it, we find blessing. We can find satisfaction in our labor. It will be well with us. Not fearing God, and yet trying to work, to do labor, it won't be blessed. It ultimately won't be satisfying. Now, again, there's a lot of common grace in the world. God has made men and women in His image, and people go to work every day, and they have families, and they live lives. But without the fear of God in it, it's ultimately in vain. That's a tough thing to see and to realize. God made us to glorify Him. Again, thinking of the other side of failing to fear God and walk in His ways in our work. Solomon talked in Ecclesiastes about this. He said, you know, God allows us to pile up possessions, wealth, and honor so that we lack virtually nothing our hearts could desire. However, if God doesn't give us the ability to enjoy it, then we won't enjoy it. Enjoyment of it will go to someone else if we don't fear God. But those who fear God will have productivity, will benefit from our work. So all kinds of labor, all kinds of daily routines, daily callings, laboring unto the Lord means you will receive your reward. And if we fear God, we can dismiss other fears, namely the fear of man. As we walk in God's ways, we find ourselves under His protection, His provision, and His approval. And that's more important than anything else. I mean, what else could we want than God's protection, God's provision, and His approval? All things working together for our good, for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose, even as we work. Charles Spurgeon said, "The happiest state on earth is one in which we have something to do, the strength to do it with, and a fair return for what we have done." And so I would say, you know, I mean, that's some of our prayers we pray, is that we could have that ability to keep doing this. And again, we have to accept God's limitations. We have to accept our physical limitations, different things. I mean, even geographic limitations. But nevertheless, what we do, fear the Lord, walk in His ways, do your work as unto the Lord, and you'll receive divine blessing, which will bring temporal satisfaction. And in this, almost a byproduct, we'll shun covetousness, we'll have contentment as we're doing our work for the Lord and He is bringing the provision and bringing His approval. And so there is a personal and present blessing, the blessing of industry. He also tells us of the blessing of family. The blessing of family in verse 3. Several things here. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. First of all, your wife. And he's using a specific aspect of domestic life. Everyone doesn't get married. We can have difficult marriages, but as a general rule, the way God planned it to be, man is not meant to be alone, so he marries. And it says his wife is a fruitful vine within your house. Within your house is contrasting the faithful, godly wife to the wayward woman. The godly wife was within her house. That is, her heart is in her home. In contrast, the adulterous and wayward wife, who's, as Solomon would tell us, her feet never stay at home. Now in the street, now in the squares, at every corner she lurks. But the godly wife has her heart in her home. Now again, you know Proverbs 31, woman is busy doing many things, many productive things, but her heart is in her home, loving her husband, loving her family. And he's saying, for those of us, as we seek to fear the Lord, to walk in His ways, we have this blessing. And that's, of course, discussing that children, like shoots around the table for the man and the woman serving the Lord. There's sexual fruitfulness and enjoyment and attractiveness and festivity. And there's joy in the home, in the married life that he is describing here. And then that results in around the table. You know, this is something I would really apply to myself. Of course, it says the children are like olive shoots around the table. All right, that is suggesting a health and a vigor in the children. A sturdy, thriving household. Again, Walter Kaiser reminds us that, you know, mealtimes are really that time of delight. Ought to be filled with laughter, exciting news from one another as we share. This is something that, as my children have gotten all the ages I have, and as our lives have gotten busy, this has been something in the past was such a staple of our life. We have to do a little bit of recovery of this in my own home. Maybe we all have to face that at different times of life, in different seasons. God calls us to have, and again, this extends into the Christian community. We're going to kind of get to that at the end, but the same thing describing here in the home, in the spiritual sense, happens on Wednesday evenings here. The same idea. the spiritual family, enjoying laughter and joy around the table. But thinking of the home, I have a quote that I've always remembered. One author who was writing a book about, he's written several books that are one about child rearing, about marriage. In one of his books, he dedicates it to his children, and this is what he says. May the Lord give you as many hours of laughter around the table with your children as he gave us with you. And then in Latin, he put the words, be fruitful and multiply. So God does offer us, as we fear him, a time of family delight and fellowship. So we have the blessing of industry, the blessing of family. These two things together are symbolic of, you know, God's overall blessing. Now again, our faith is not in our labor. Our faith isn't in, you know, these outcomes we're looking toward. Our faith is in God, the only one who can give us joy in whatever we do. But here we do have a picture of a God-fearing father, a faithful wife, a family of healthy children. That bedrock, that building block, that cornerstone of a healthy society that we want to pray that God would bring back and recover, even in our own nation. So we have these personal and present blessings of industry and of family. But we also have a public and a future blessing. In 5 and 6, the blessing of community. And in this, we have a lifelong blessing, a communal blessing, and a family blessing. The blessing of community, 5 and 6. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. He says, Zion. That should make us think of worship, of the presence of God. At the time of the psalm that we're talking about, the temple for where they were going to worship. In our case, we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. We can think of the covenant community here, the fellowship of the church. But he says, Lord, bless you from Zion. In other words, the Lord give you his presence, just like Aaron's blessing. The Lord bless you. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. Again, I think we're seeing here the sense of that our own prosperity is bound up in the prosperity of the church, of our, again, I'm calling it our covenant community, the fellowship of our family in the Lord. Then he says, all the days of your life. You know, what is it? Well, what did the commandment say? Honor your father and mother that it may go well with you, that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. One of the blessings may very well be long life. Even living long enough to see your children's children, maybe even to see their children, the next generation. That is a blessing that comes from God and comes from God alone. Let me bring it to a conclusion here. I just point out, just to let you know, he actually uses two different words for blessing, and he uses each one twice. So he's showing us there is a comprehensive and expansive blessing for those who fear God, who walk in his ways. He is teaching us here of the ordinary call that went out, but even before the fall, to work the garden and keep it, to be fruitful and multiply, to fill the earth and subdue it. The psalmist here is reaffirming that our everyday life as God's people, in our case, God's redeemed people, we're made in his image. He's made this world. It is his. And as we follow his precepts, we can find joy and peace. Happiness. It's not the health. It's not guaranteeing we'll have health and wealth. That is not what it's saying. It's saying God will be with you. Under his watchful care, you will have the blessings that he gives. He'll bless us each in his own way. We all know that. He's going to bless us. I mean, he does. He blesses us each with varieties of spiritual gifts. He blesses some of us with more material possessions than others. And then we can share them with one another. But he's saying, you know, in our day, there's this divide between the sort of the secular and the sacred. He's saying, no, in our, as God's people, everything we do, every part of life, we want to bring under the lordship of Christ. Our faith leads to our practice. Our beliefs lead to our actions. And so he is inviting us back as we think of the blessings of industry, the blessings of family, and the blessings of community. He's just reminding us, fear God. Walk in his ways. Enjoy the fruit of your labor. And acknowledge all that we have, every good and perfect gift, comes from above. And the biggest blessing we have is the Lord Jesus, who came to this earth, who gave himself for us, who demonstrated ordinary work every day, fulfilling the calling he was given, entrusting, teaching those disciples who followed him to then take the message forward. And he gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit to dwell within us, to lead us and guide us as we do seek to walk in his ways. And then we look for his blessing and for his reward. Let's go to him in prayer. My Father in heaven, I do thank you for such a simple message. I know I need it. I think we each need it. The message to fear God, to walk in your ways, and to do our work each day as unto the Lord. Whether earth-changing tasks or whether mundane tasks, doing our work as unto the Lord. Lord, help us indeed to glorify you and to enjoy you forever. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of New Covenant Presbyterian Church. May you see your children's children. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.